This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media's California Politics Today. We're about to speak to Armando Viramontes, who's the legislative aide to Assemblymember Lonnie Hancock of the California Assembly. She represents the 14th District, Berkeley, and other parts of the East Bay. Welcome back to California Politics Today.
Thank you. It's great to be on the show.
You've been heavily involved with AB 583. Tell us what happened with it today in the Appropriations Committee of the California Assembly.
It's a great day. AB 583 passed out of the Assembly Appropriations Committee. It'll be the first time that public financing of campaigns legislation has ever passed out of the Assembly Appropriations Committee, and now it's going before the entire Assembly on the Assembly floor sometime next week.
What was the vote in the Appropriations Committee?
Well, there are currently 18 members on there, and it went down party lines, so there are 5 Republicans, so it was 13 Democrats, yes. 5 Republicans now.
Okay, and it still needs to get out of the Assembly before the end of January, right?
Correct. It is it's a 2-year bill, so it has to be out of its house of origin before the end of January. So we're working on a tight deadline.
Was it passed as is or with amendments?
There were amendments. We did change some other things. Some of the secondary campaign finance reform issues that were actually included in the bill were taken out. Lonnie wanted to focus only on clean money and have a bill that's dedicated strictly to that program.
So in a sentence or two, what's this going to do if it continues successfully through the legislature?
It will create a conference committee to look at every provision of AB 583 and basically come up with a final bill with members of the Assembly and members of the Senate to go to before both houses, and then onto the governor's desk.
So it's not going to be voted on in the Assembly separately and then go on to the Senate?
It will. In order to start a conference committee, this bill will have to pass out of the Assembly before the end of January.
Right.
Go through the Senate process, which is a Senate Policy Committee,
right,
Senate Appropriations Committee, then a Senate floor vote, come back over to the Assembly, and then we'll have that conference committee, which will consist of Assembly members and senators.
Okay, and the end result of that is going to be a referendum on the California ballot, right?
Well, the end result of that conference committee will actually be a final version of the bill that melds the bill, how the senators like to see it, how the Assembly members like to see it. That goes to the governor's desk. If the governor signs that bill, it then goes on to the ballot.
Do you have any inklings of how the governor feels about it and whether he's going to sign it? I saw he was in Newport Beach yesterday. The California Nurses Association were out there with signs that said clean money, pass AB 583.
Well, CNA is one of our strongest supporters, and I really have to tip my hat to them. They have been really the foundation of groups that are outside of the campaign finance reform arena, at least the traditional campaign finance reform arena, that have really pushed for this bill. And we don't have a sense from the governor either way at this point. Right now we're focusing on getting the requisite votes on the Assembly floor in the next 2 weeks.
Okay, and what's that going to involve politically, do you think, the decision on the Assembly floor? What is that going to tie in with some of the amendments that you're still putting together?
Actually, what we're looking at is basically at the Assembly members that Lonnie's been talking to, they're going to each have their own ideas about the legislation, and so we'll see what they consider is important in the legislation, and we'll see how they feel about public financing of campaigns. I am actually very optimistic that many of the Democratic members will be very open-minded about this particular legislation.
Okay, and why don't you close by telling us the significance nationally of this vote in one committee of the California Assembly?
Well, I think it's great. I think my understanding is that Air America, for example, will be talking about public financing tomorrow. We've heard a lot of radio stations talk about the corruption that's hanging over basically Capitol Hill right now and the Bush administration. This is the absolute perfect time to talk about the only solution that's going to deal with the influence of money on public policy, the access that certain contributors may have on legislation, or the kind of weight they throw around with those contributions to campaigns. This is the only solution to deal with that and to restore faith in our government to act effectively.
If this could restore faith in the California government, do you think this will serve either this vote or the entire passage of the bill would serve as an impetus to get something similar going in Washington for the election of members of Congress and the U.S. Senate?
I've already heard Democrats talking about it. I mean, they're looking at what they've suggested as the sort of fake reform that the Republicans have put together to deal with some of these ethical issues that have arisen in Congress, and I actually think we're going to see that sort of national look at public financing of campaigns.
So the question could be, if you're really for campaign finance reform and lobbying reform in the U.S. Congress, you ought to be for this kind of public financed of candidates in elections.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much for talking to us today on California Politics Day, and we'll keep in touch as the bill races through the rest of its route through the Assembly and hopefully the Senate and the governor's desk.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
I think the Assembly member will be joining you actually tomorrow on the show.
We'll look forward to it.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.